Welcome to Walk Together Fiercely. We are just so glad to have you here. We invite and we also thank you for being a part of our community. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your precious time with us. We know how valuable it is. I am Michelle Morrison. I am a medium and an intuitive, and I support people to make beautiful spiritual connections with loved ones on the other side, with angels and spirit guides, and I love helping people tune into their own amazing intuition.
I am Dr. Tara Drummond, and I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I'm passionate about empowering people in all aspects of health and well-being. Our intention is to create community and connection. We do that with open hearts, minds, and a whole lot of love and laughter. The more we know ourselves, the deeper connection we can have within, which allows us to deepen connections around us.
We feel so passionately about this. You matter. That you are so important and that you belong, and we are creating and connecting to the hearts and wisdom of our bodies, mind, and spirits, nurturing and growing compassion, empathy, and community. We know that we are so much better together, and so let's walk together fiercely through this beautiful, sometimes really challenging, life as light warriors of love. Together with open minds and hearts, we can create a community where we celebrate, play, and thrive. Thank you for being here. Okay, good morning. We're just going to record our we're going to record the whole thing.
No pre-chat. You get all of it.
Yeah, we get it. You get all of us today.
Because today we're super excited. This is our third time returning guest. So our audience already knows Sam. So I'm very excited to have you back. Thank you, Sam. Because today we're going to talk about 2024 and the energetics of that and the dragon coming in. And I'm sweating and excited. And I'm really excited for this chat and to hear what you have to say. I've been following along on your podcast. So I've been listening each month and I've been prepping and
Yes.
Let's hear a little more of this whole year.
Yes.
Oh, so you feel like you're ready, Tara?
No, I'm always like a little nervous, we call it skited, scared and excited.
I know someone recently on Instagram talked about glimmers, right? You know, when you have red flags and stuff, and they said, no, look at it as glimmers, these possibility of glimmers. So we have to turn it all around. So I love that. I like the term you just had there.
Skated.
Cool.
It's a bit of both. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like looking at those little sparkles.
Totally. Well, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me in. And it's lovely to see you again, Michelle, as well.
So good to have you here, Sam. Just love our conversations. And I just love chatting and helping people be prepared as much as they can energetically in the best possible ways for the things that are going to be coming up. And you and I have had just some connective moments of, oh my God, because we've come at it from different angles, but we often will come forward with similar kinds of messages. So what I've channeled and what you understand from an astrology perspective, from a Chinese medicine perspective, like all of those things, it's just amazing how you can come from different angles and really kind of come to the same kinds of things.
It's fascinating. And I love the fact that you and I are quite different in our approach, but we do end up at the same point.
Yeah.
And Tara just kind of has fun watching us get there, I think. She just enjoys all of that.
Tara picks up on more than she gives herself credit for. I'm working her into it slowly but surely. But yeah, she's got to come out of the being scared part and into the, I'm in it to win it.
But you know what? It's interesting, thinking just that sentence there, the being scared part, we have gotten used to living in a scarcity mindset, right? We have. We've just come through so much.
Yes, that's true, I think.
And 2024, I mean, there's so many things I have planned to say, but I want to touch on the scarcity part or the scared. It's all about mindset this year. We have to focus. Where our focus goes, the energy will flow. And it's because we have a very interesting year ahead. So for anyone listening today for the first time, yeah, I'm a master of Chinese metaphysics, trained in the five Chinese arts. One of my specialties, or two of them, are astrology and feng shui. And I love looking at the year ahead and giving people a heads up or just an awareness. Because if you know something's coming, you're just much more relaxed to meet it. Because we cannot control what's coming. It's coming anyway. And it's just better if we can accept it softly rather than resist. Because when we resist, it's a problem. It's definitely a problem. I'm going to dive in. And please, you know me. Interrupt me anytime. Because I love the banter that we have. Yeah. And I don't have a prepared formula. I'm just going to go at it with what comes to mind.
Love it.
But what I will explain is that we're moving out of 2023 into 2024. So a lot of people think of December 31st, January 1st as the year change, but it's technically not. That's just something done by Pope Gregory back in the, I think, 1500s. He just made a calendar. He just made a calendar and tidily fit it in a booklet, shall we say. The real calendar is the solar calendar, the farmer's almanac, what goes with astrology, and it's to do with what we call Lu Chun, which is spring awakening, insects awakening, and it's in February. So that's when the new year actually begins. So I love that we always talk in January because this gives people time to get ready and accept the new year coming in. So 2023 is on its way out. This was a little something called Gui Mao, which is a little gentle rabbit. But the problem with the gentle rabbit is rabbits hop around. So we found ourselves all over the place last year. We were like, oh, squirrel, oh, squirrel, oh, squirrel. We were just everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. We hopped around and we didn't quite settle. We have a new kid in town. The dragon of 2024 is called Jia Chen, which is wood dragon, sometimes known as green dragon. Green dragon's coming in. The green dragon is a whole different ballgame. Green dragon is powerful, intentional, purposeful. So I've been sort of talking it up, and I think, Tara, you've seen this a little bit. I've been talking it up like Dragon's Den. Mm-hmm. 2024 is coming in, and it's going to be Dragon's Den. You have the chance to pitch to the Dragon's Den. And if they take your pitch, the dragon will help you go where you want to go. It's like the dragon's going to invest in you. The challenge is a lot of us don't know where we're going and we don't have our pitch ready because we're not sure. So we've got to kind of push that aside because if we're not clear with what we want this year, we're actually going to be chasing the dragon all year round. We just won't catch up. So I know that sounds a little negative, but it's, you know me, I'm going to say it how it is. So use the time, January and February is okay. It's okay when the year takes hold to really think about what it is you want and focus in with one or two things. Don't have a million like, oh, I want this and I want this and I want this. Oh, and I have $1 million while we can, please. It's not going to work. What is within your realm of possibility? Are you branching your company? Are you expanding your family? Are you, you know, what is it your focus going to be? And focus there and put it all in because then the dragon will actually help you go there. So I don't like to get too technical, but I'm going to get a little bit technical here. So because this is a very specific period of time, it's not only a new year, but it's the beginning of a new 20-year cycle.
Yes.
So Western astrology, yeah. So Michelle, you know what I'm talking about. Like yes. Everyone knows something's afoot. They just don't necessarily know what it is. We're entering a new age, a completely new age. And I love that we're entering this new age because we've had 20 years. And these, I think of it like the Brady Bunch. So we've had 20 years of being governed by what is called the youngest son. The youngest son is very tantrumy, very immature, doesn't really have what it takes to lead, but wants to lead because he's the popular one. Thankfully, he's on the way out. And who's stepping up is basically the three of us right here. The capable, competent, and I'm going to go, so Tara, you guys are a little bit younger than me, but the middle-aged woman. So is something called Li. Li is stepping forward to lead. She's not the carefree youngest daughter. She's not the motherly eldest daughter. She's the middle daughter who says, you know what? Enough of this crap. We're going to sort this out. We're going to move forward and we're going to change how it's been done. It's about action. It's a little bit impulsive, but it's actually very good, but it's different from what people are used to.
Right.
So people are going to feel a little bit unstable.
Okay.
Because in a year, we look at it like, so Tara, you know a Batsa chart, an astrology chart, because I've worked with you. Mm-hmm. So a Batsa chart is your birth date. We look at that for the year as well. And this year, the Batsa chart looks good on the top. It has what we call chi flow. It goes from wood to fire to earth to metal. And we're like, yes, great, smooth chi flow. But underneath that, the animals that support these elements are fighting. And they're not only fighting, but they are doing something called combining, where they form a transformation, where they form a new element. So we're in a very transformative period of time. But the first year is going to be a bit of a oof, yeah. You know, like everything's coming in hard and fast. And we'll be like, what? What was that? So we got to go with it. Just go with it and allow yourself to be transformed. I think the biggest thing I'll say is, and I've said this for 2 years, is because I've been talking about this for a while, how you've done everything will no longer work. Now, I'll give an example. So I was just working on my business and I'm like, wow, this isn't going how I thought it would go. And this product isn't doing how I thought it would go. And then I realized, oh my gosh, I have to change the products. I know this. I've been telling everyone what was working won't work now. We'll be launching a whole new way of doing things through Chi Pro Sam because I need to evolve. I need to transform. And I really encourage everyone to not hold on to the way it's been. Because it will not be anymore. Does that make sense? I can see you thinking, Michelle. I can see the wheels turning.
It makes great sense. No, there's, I don't want to interrupt you but there's things that I'm just like, I really feel really on par with what you're saying, Sam. And energetically, I see it just maybe like slightly, I'll word it differently, but it's all the same different kind. So I actually see this year and the following 2 years up till the end of 2026 into 2027 actually being a bit rough. And and so I'm curious, I just wanted to clarify. So the coming in of this new leadership from the middle sister, middle-aged sister, this is for 20 years, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So we've
cool.
got a dragon for the year.
This is the 20 year cycle. So love this. So I didn't understand that, but I definitely understand the 20 year cycle thing. I do think for 3 years, I don't know why I feel that way, but I feel like the smoothness comes in 2027. And I really feel that there's like this, like it just feels like adding insult to injury. Just came through the pandemic period, which was really tumultuous, lots coming to the surface, and still lots coming to the surface, truth being known, and it hurts hard when you feel, when you hear things that people in power were, you know, intentionally harming you or intentionally, you know, controlling you or whatever, however you want to look at it. I think that what we can ultimately say at this point is I don't think that they had our best interests at heart. I think they had their pocketbooks at heart. So all that being said, and all that aside, it doesn't feel very nice to say to people, no. I kind of think that these 3 years between 2024 and the end of 2026 are a bit of a rough go. And that feels like adding insult to injury. But what I ultimately keep saying and what I ultimately keep feeling and knowing is that we are so headed in a great direction. It's just exactly as you say, you know, the control that we've had from the youngest son, who is temper tantrumy, like, I mean, it just doesn't end overnight. It just doesn't,
he's
like,
entitled.
You don't wave a magic wand and he suddenly disappears from said picture. And so one of the massive concerns that I have actually for 2024 is literally unfolding before us. And you can literally see this train wreck happening and you can literally see this train headed for collision. And so the one example I'm going to use is the election in the US this year. And I actually don't think it will happen. I honestly believe, I think something will derail it. I really do. And I think that it will be sculpted by those that are in power now. Because here's what's going down. Trump is going to get the nomination for the Republican. He will absolutely get the nomination. And so having that, because the Democrats can't put forward a better candidate, instead of thinking, let's put forward a candidate that can truly, you know, speak to the people, speak to their needs and help them, and we can beat Trump. They're not going to do that. They're going to stick with the younger son who's having a temper tantrum, who just wants to be in power. And to derail the election, they'll create chaos. And
Anyway,
you're far braver than me because I wasn't going to say that. But in my notes, I wish I could show you my screen. I have 2027. And I was like, oh, do I say that? I don't think I'm going to say
I
that.
Know.
So you've let the cat out of the bag. So yes, it's 2027 yes. before we get better.
Yes.
I got to be honest.
Yes.
And even myself, as I go into all my annual updates and everything, I'm like, how do I word this? I'm not entirely sure how I word this for people because I've got to give them a positive spin.
It is a positive spin.
I can't not tell them what's occurring.
Yeah.
And the chaos in the what we call the branches, which is that's the underground. So it's exactly what you're saying. It's underhand, it's manipulative.
Yes.
And it will continue because 20 years doesn't change overnight. So it's normal for to have a 3 or 4 year period as we change periods.
Yes.
So it's kind of normal. We're just in the down cycle. We have the clashing in the branches that I'm talking about. So each part of a Barza chart represents different things. There's one part that represents government. There's one part that represents just power in general. Then there's the people, the masses. They're all in conflict. They're just fighting. We're not going to, let's just get the bad stuff out of the way and then we'll focus on the other stuff. The wars are not going to end. They're going to escalate. We're going to see massive power plays. It's not fair. And the reason I had a tagline last year for all of my clients was stay in your lane, was I was trying to protect people to say, don't look, because you can't affect change. So just don't look at it, please, because it's going to bring you down and really make you sad. It's not going to be the tagline for this year. I've got a new one, but it's unfortunate because it's not a pretty place. So the good thing about Lee, this middle daughter stepping in, is she's everyone else has a body part associated. The Brady Bunch, they all have body parts associated with them and actions and characteristics. Lee, this woman who's stepping up to take power. So we're talking metaphysically stepping
up. Of course.
I wish we were ready for a female president, but she's not there yet. She'll come. This one doesn't have a body part per se. Her body part is the third eye. So it's not that we're all going to become, you know, yogis running around the forest with howling at the moon. That's not it. But we're actually going to realize, hold on, I actually need to go inward and find the answers myself. So we're going to question power. We're going to question how we've been manipulated and misled. So it is a good thing. Like you say,
this is
a good
massively,
thing.
That's massively positive.
Yeah, it's massively
positive.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's a total, it's a massive positive, but we've got a little, we've got the rough stuff to go through first.
Yes.
And even logically, if someone's listening today and they don't believe what I do, they don't maybe believe what you do, Michelle, but the logic is, we have a financial crisis on our hands. Mm. We can't come through the last 4 years and not pay the piper. So we know it's coming to the table. So, you know, we just need to be careful with our spending, simplify our lives, which is a spiritual way of living too, and pull back because cash is going to be king still, like real estate markets, all sorts of things. But I am concerned about Trump. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think he does. I haven't actually looked at his chart because I was going to do a separate podcast on him. But yeah, unfortunately, he's looking good.
Oh yeah, so he'll totally.
I can't
get the
believe
nomination.
It. I mean, we sit here.
No,
and we
can't
believe
it.
Right, but
no, it's hard. It's absolutely like I said, watching a train wreck. Like it really, really is. But yeah, no, he.
And
be
then
prepared,
what will happen
will
with
win.
Putin? Yeah, what will happen in Europe? It's not good. Now, let's. In case anyone's listening, the world is not going to end.
No.
We're going to get through this, but we're going to get through it ourselves. We're going to get through it by women pooling. What do women do really well? They pull together.
Mm.
Women are community, right? Men, and I'm being a little bit general here. There are lovely men out there too. But in general, men are power positions, leadership, hold, do it this way, sometimes dictatorial. Women generally, we raise each other up. So that's the good thing is we're going to raise each other up in this next 20 years. But it's still going to be tough. We're going to feel uneasy. I'm encouraging everyone to find your stability because these branches are the foundation and they're rocky. They're just, they don't solidify for a while yet. I wish it could be different. I was so, so wanting it to be different, but it's not. That's the reality is it's where, you know, so I'm really advising women to get together, to be together, to form their groups, to talk to each other, to share the issues. You know, one thing that's really interesting is we talk about Lee, this woman coming into power, and you've probably seen this on social media, the big rise in menopause education. So who is that all about? The middle-aged woman.
Oh.
So that is a great indicator how the power is rising and the education is going to come forward. Because women, we educate each other. We share, we teach, we give. We just give our knowledge to other people all the time, whereas sometimes Other times it's power plays. I have something you don't have, so I'm stronger than you. I can lead over you, especially Trump, right? I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's bullying. It's the whole thing. So, yeah, we're also going to, you know what's interesting? I think we'll see some gurus that we've followed, even spiritual ones, step down. I think we'll see some people just step away. They're doing it to allow the new ones to emerge. And I have to wonder if we'll have, and I don't have a specific name when I say this, but I think we're going to have a new push in new leaders for spiritual beliefs, spiritual paths, which is a good thing.
Gorgeous.
Because spiritual isn't religion. It's in the mind. It's the mindset. It's self-growth. It's awareness, right? So you, actually, all three of us are going to do very well in period nine because people are going to be seeking us out. They want help understanding what they're feeling and what they're going through. So it's really cool.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, 2024, the world is not going to end. It's a volatile year. However, when there's volatility, that also means change. So it's very much on the mindset because you've got to jump into this change. When we have these leaders of the year, so put Lee aside, put the 20 years aside just for a second, and we just focus on 2024 because we need to do one step at a time. The dragon is a purposeful energy. He's not slow. He's not quiet. He is determined. He is powerful. And I know he's a he. I refer to him as a he, but that's just how they sit in the 12th circle. He's male and female. This is a year to sort of dare, and it's a year of truth. So my word for 2024 is actually trust. And I'll be talking aloud a lot. And it's trusting in myself and trusting in the universe. I've got to trust the universe because it's in play. I cannot control it. I cannot divert it. It's going to do what it's going to do. So I need to trust that my path is what it's going to be. The dragon is going to encourage us to, you know, make a change. So do what you actually really want to do. So you're going to see people, it started last year. You're going to see women especially walking away from things, walking away from careers, walking away from things in their life, and sometimes walking away from relationships because they're like, there's another path for me and it's time to walk it. So that's a positive, but it's very uncomfortable. You do that, whether it's a career change, a divorce, or something, you've got a couple of years of not being comfortable. So it matches what we've been saying, right, Michelle? Like it just does. And, you know, and as women, we're the caregivers. We like to keep everyone happy. And you know what? The dragon's going to say, no more. You cannot keep everyone happy. So don't even try. If you're happy doing your true path, and this is my trust word for me, but if you're doing a true path, everyone else will become happy for you. They may initially think, what the heck is she doing? But then they'll pull back and they'll understand. And I've seen this in my own personal life. I had a lot of changes the last 2 years and I had a lot of people think, oh my God, has she lost her mind? Now they're like, oh, because I didn't engage. I didn't defend. I didn't talk to anyone. I just walked my path. It's very lonely. But now people are coming back and they're like, oh, we thought you were doing this, but now we see you're doing this. And I'm like, yeah, have faith in me. You know, I will. So a lot of women are going to go through that now. And I feel pain for them. It's going to be tough because that was tough 2 years for me. And now some other women are going to go through that. But ultimately, it's good. Ultimately, it's good. The one way to really not achieve happiness, but to ride the dragon, let's call it ride the dragon, is to really focus on your skill. Focus on your skill. So whatever it is you bring to the world, focus on it and be the best at it. And because the dragon is very leadership orientated. So be the leader in your industry, be the authority. Forget about multitasking, done. That was the rabbit, didn't work. We were all over the place trying to do everything and it didn't work. Forget that. Focus on what it is you want, what your natural skill is. And even if you haven't got it fully developed, then take the training and develop it and go forward with that. Become the leader, become the inspiration. So that all hidden in this dragon is inspirational energy. So become the voice for people. And that's also a good career move. People are going to want to pay for that. I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying it because it's what you need to do. And men too. I'm not counting men out of this. Whatever they want to do as well, this is their time to do that. Because we've had 20 years of doing what we were supposed to do. Mm. 20 years of living in an entitled era. Think of what occurred in the last 20 years. Lots of selfies. Everything became all about the selfie, the social media, me, 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 me. Thankfully, we're moving away from that.
Ooh,
and people are realizing that social media is useful, but it's not what it's cracked up to be. that person's life isn't perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I can see your face, Michelle. It's so good to move away from this entitled I moment in time. And we're going to something that is much better. Now, in case anyone's listening and thinking, right, well, I'm a woman, so Sam says it's just going to be so great for me. No, you have to be competent. The leader doesn't do, the dragon doesn't do incompetence. So that's what I'm saying. If you have a skill that's maybe a little rough around the edges, focus on it. Fine tune it.
Could we give some examples of that, Sam, for people listening, just so that they're not sitting there going, well, I'm not sure what my skill is. Can you give examples of what you see in your clients that you would tell them, gee, this is a skill that you should absolutely bring to the light?
Sure. I'll start with me first, then I'll move to a client. So for me, because I have fought being an astrologer for years. People would say, oh, you should lead with astrology. I'm like, I am not an astrologer. That's not what I am. I'm a metaphysics consultant. I'm highly trained in all these things. And then I realized just this last 6 months, I'm like, okay, Sam, you're an astrologer. People come to you for guidance and they want to be influenced by you and they want to hear your voice. So I've actually been turning, and that was a big, I fought it. I have fought it for years.
Right.
And it was a student I was coaching the other day, and I said something about, oh yeah, and I'm going to do this. And she's like, oh, thank God. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, you are so good at this, because I coach her in it, and Batsa, which is Chinese astrology. And I was like, well, yeah, but I do other things. And she's like, why are you fighting this? And I'm like, I don't know. I've just fought it for so many years. And the minute I let go and realized, okay, this is actually what people want from me. And I incorrectly thought it was beneath me. I was like, well, no, I can do so many bigger things. Doesn't matter what people, how people perceive me is that, and how, what they want from me and how they enjoy me is that.
Right.
And it was a huge weight off my shoulders. I suddenly thought, okay, you like this. You're really good at it. It's what people want from you. Duh. So a lot of my focus is shifting on the business to more subscriptions, more videos, more podcasts, more things like that, so people can get that.
Yeah.
And I have a client who just started a podcast, and it's a very unusual subject. It's about loss, in particular fertility loss. And it's been very tough for her. And she has taken the courage. She's been doing many other things because she's very capable. She's a business owner, two businesses, but she's sold everything and she's just going to focus on this podcast. But it's been slow to get off the ground. And I said to her, it's okay. It's not period nine yet. Just wait. Just get good at doing the podcast technical and it will kick off in 2024. It will take up momentum. So this is a big shift. This is a businesswoman, very successful, going into a very emotional, sharing very sad stories, but bringing women together to talk about their loss.
Amazing.
And you sort of, at first you sort of think, well, that's a negative podcast.
No.
It's a podcast that needs to happen.
Yes, mm-hmm. It does.
Right? People are struggling because they feel, you know, she shares her being less than worthy because she doesn't have children. She's not the same as other women. And it was so wonderful to watch her. And she was actually a turning point for me because that's when I thought, wow, I've been a part of that for her. And I didn't realize that. So that's a female. I'll give an example of a male client. Very successful, big CEO of a specific industry. And I've been on his case for like a year. So what are you doing? What are you doing? He's like, well, no, I'm, you know, here, we're doing very successful, we're expanding. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing outside of this industry? And he's like, well, nothing. And I'm like, mm-mm. Someone's going to come knocking at your door. And it's your skill set, but in a totally different industry. So I'm enjoying, that's still evolving right now. It's very slow. I wouldn't say slow. It's just evolving piece by piece, but it's coming. So I'm encouraging him to step out of his, where he's at. Mm-hmm. And he's very, and again, very successful. He doesn't have to shut the door and walk away from it. He can take on something new. So it's, I want, you used a word a little while ago, Michelle, knowing. So I love that word knowing, and I'm pulling on it myself. And the other day I had a medical procedure, totally fine. I'm all healthy, but it was a colonoscopy. Did a funny post on Instagram about how you have to clear out the SHIT of your life to before we enter 2024, you have to empty everything out to move forward. It's quite funny. But when I went into this, I was with my therapist one day and I said, she goes, are you worried? And I said, no, not at all. And she goes, well, why aren't you worried about this procedure? You know, not everybody has those every day. And I'm like, no, I know I'm fine. But it was already ordered. It was already on the books. So I'm just going to go through with it. I said, but I know I'm fine. And she said, that's interesting. And I'm like, why? She goes, because you've been questioning so much about your career or your personal life. And yet with this one, you just know. She said, why are you blocking the knowing in your career? Ooh. And it was one of those aha moments. And I could feel it. I could feel the knowing was deep down, but there was a wall. And it was to do with career and my personal life. And I've been chipping, blasting that wall away ever since, because I want to encourage people to get to the knowing. If you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know what I want to do, Sam. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. If you just rule out the what you should do, what you could do, forget the shoulds and coulds. You know what you want to do.
Boom.
Do it. Yeah.
Gosh, I love that, because I just think it's so true. And I think people will dance around it, like you say, and pretend like, no, I don't really know. And I don't really know what my purpose is or what I really, and I'm like, you fucking do. You're just afraid to say it.
Totally. And I think, and it's so common, and I'm right there with everyone listening who's saying, I don't know, because I've done this for the last year. Yeah. I don't know. What do you mean I should know? And then I realized, so what I did one day was I said this, if ever you're not sure about something in your life, ask your friends to give you a reference as if you're applying for a job.
Ooh.
Say, hey, I'm applying for a job here. Can you give me a reference? And I did that. And I had three references come in. And I was toying with applying for some little part-time thing on helicopters, because I love helicopters.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, oh, I want to go on a helicopter once a week. Anyway, so I did this process. When those references came in, I was in tears, because I saw how other people saw me. And I was like, oh my God, that's how you see me? And it was amazing and it was empowering. So please, if you're sitting there listening, thinking, oh, I'm not good at anything, I don't know, ask a best friend, ask a semi-good friend, ask a colleague to write you a reference. Even if you have to make up you're applying for a job, it doesn't matter. Whatever you need to do, wait till you read what they say about you.
Hmm.
It will show your skill. And from that, you will know. You will know. So from my references that came from my three colleagues, was the knowing that I need to be more influential, more guide people and do more astrology, because what they want is my voice. They want my story. They want my voice. They feel they want me to walk beside them. And I was like, oh, and it was powerful.
Amazing. So,
and that's when the knowing came. Yeah.
I think that for a lot of people, they can feel like what they want, if you were to push them and press them on it, that it's not practical, or that they don't see how it would make money. So that's why they shut it down. And they're like, no, my purpose also needs to bring me a great deal of abundance. It needs to be able to pay for my life, etc. And what I want to say to those of you listening that might feel that way is that I see in 2024, and especially as we move to that 2027 gateway, that people who choose passions of the heart are going to be very, very financially abundant and successful. And those of you who are doing, you said it, Sam, and that was an aha moment for me, because you said that the old way of doing things, when we do things because we think we should, is coming to a close, and we're going to shift into something new. That's how I see it. And so actually I see the people who are going to choose things because they love, because they are bringing out an aspect of them that they are excited about, and that they share it in such a beautiful way because of the beautiful characteristics and qualities that they can entail, that they'll be very, very successful. And so we are going to kind of turn the narrative on its head a little bit. And that's super exciting from my standpoint.
I totally agree. But it's also scary, right, Tara? It's scary, right? We have this, you know, trust. And that's where the trust comes in. And so it's funny. So when I think of my word, I know things come through. Same with you, Michelle. Things come to you first before they get to the world, so to speak.
Yes.
Things come to me before they get to the world. So trust is my word, but it's actually many people's word. And we need to trust. And like anyone, I was making decisions on, oh, how much money will that make? How much, you know, I've got bills to pay and we've got to live. And I need to trust and let go of that. It's a huge leap of faith, huge leap of faith. And I'm still working on it. I don't have it perfectly down. I'm going to be honest. It's still a process. But trusting that the universe will bring what you need forward is so important. And it's not super spiritually out there. It's just how it is. It's totally how it is.
I love it. I love it.
She's giving me goosebumps so many times. Oh, I can picture us as dragon riders this year.
Totally.
Yes. Right?
Surfing on the back of a dragon.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And you mentioned a gateway in 2027. And for us, metaphysically, there's a portal that just opened.
There is.
20 years.
There is a new portal that just opened.
And I'm not.
I think
that's
it opened
not
around
area,
January 11th or something like that.
Yep.
Something like that.
I don't know the full date exactly, but I was actually unaware of it. I was a colleague brought it to my attention, so I started looking into it. And this portal, for us, this portal is open for 20 years. And then, you know, we're not going to think about the next 20 years yet, but it's a very important portal. And this, the fact that we have a dragon year starting in this 20 years is not an accident. This is a very pivotal moment in time. And I do know it's scary, but once people trust their, go into their knowing and trust their knowing, and I know you have to make money. So I know, you know, some people will have to do two jobs. You've got, as you build your passion project, shall we say, you might have to have something on the side. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do what you need to do to have food on the table and pay bills. Because it is a bit of a volatile year, but also simplify life. And that's what the spiritual aspect will bring forward, is not having all the fancy cars, not having all the latest and greatest. We just don't need that stuff. Mm-mm. However, we're going into a highly technical time. Technology is going to be massive. And the reason I talk about focusing on your skill set, even if it takes you a while to find that skill set, is because I do believe we're going to see major companies do big layoffs. We are going to see them changing. Some of it is AI. Some of it is just restructure, because these companies are struggling financially as well. So we're going to see some jobs change. So your security will come from being your authentic self. You said leading from the heart and working with the heart, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So being your authentic self. And authentic self has been kind of overused. I want a different word, but I don't have one on the tip of my tongue right now. But just, you need to be you. You know, as Oscar Wilde said, everyone else is already taken. So you just got to be you.
I love that. I think that we move away from kind of big box industry into more mom and pop shop kind of thing.
And that's the that's the opening. So we know that, you know, if AI is going to rise and we've got all this technology available to us, then that's what I'm doing. I'm moving more online. It's so funny, you know, the universe sends you everything you need, but you ignore it. And I am just like everyone else. I was trying to get New Year talks going in Victoria, and I was hitting brick walls everywhere I went. I'm like, oh, this is just driving me insane. Like, why can't I even do one for charity? Why can't I get a venue? And I suddenly thought, what are you doing? You're doing it in a brick and mortar store, because that's, or brick and mortar place, because that's how it was done. Go online.
Absolutely.
Then anyone can watch your talk from anywhere, Sam. And I'm like, right. So I'm completely pivoting and just taking everything online now. So anyone listening out there, you've got a skill that can go online in some facet, in some way, whether it's just the initial connection, whether it's a Zoom, whether it's a product that's sold online, go online. It is where we are. I do like the human interaction, don't get me wrong, but the fact is we're going online more and more.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. What you thinking, Tara? Your mind? I see your wheels spinning in your mind there.
Always.
Anything you want to share?
No. I think for myself personally, as Michelle and I have talked about the energy of 2024 and listening to you and feeling the fear that comes up for me as we're walking through, witnessing pain and suffering in others, I think what I've been sifting through in myself is this place of peace and acceptance, because we're always going to have this duality in life. We're always going to have the pain and the pleasure, like you almost need to have the dark and the light. You need to have the both. So it's finding a place of peace within me, seeing both sides of that, but not feeling attached to either, not judging the pain and suffering that it's bad and it's wrong. It just is. And to sit in a place of peace with that it is. So as we walk through 2024, my thing's going to be continuing to come back to my heart and my groundedness and my light and what I do have control of and where I can be of service to myself and to others, to not get lost in the chaos and watching it and feeling like judging that it's suffering and it shouldn't be happening, but more just it is. So how do I then walk forward the best that I can.
I think we've got to, we do, unfortunately, as women, we hold on to the fear. We've got to let it pass through us. It's just an emotion. Mm-hmm. It's not permanent. Because if we hold on to it, then we're then making decisions out of fear, mm-hmm. which usually come down to money. That's for a woman, that's quite most often her Achilles heel, right? The mm-hmm. can I support myself? Can I do this? Especially if she is on her own. So there's a lot there. What was I just going to say? So we're talking about, well-being, so period nine is about this well-being. So people are going to look for the balance of work and life balance. And I don't like the word balance, but that's what they're going to be looking for. The problem is it's actually going to go wrong because it will create some people being lazy. They don't want to work the long hours. Now, I partially applaud that. I don't like this. You got to work 24/7 and nine, you got to push your job. No, that's the man way of thinking. I swear to God, that's the male way of thinking. It's not correct. You just get burnout. You don't actually get anywhere. Unless you want to be a multimillionaire, that's not for you. I don't want to be that. I just want to have enough to live the life I want to lead. I will have enough to live the life I am leading, let's put it that way. And I want to encourage people to state it that way. Instead of saying, I will have, I want to have, I do have, I am living the life I like, and you're just going to keep growing it. But the thing, if we've got this era of time where some people will get a little bit lazy, that's your opportunity. Because you can perform better in that role. Does that make sense? I don't mean a competitive tread on someone to get ahead. I'm saying there will be opportunities. Anytime there's all this change and shuffling and volatility, there's lots of chinks of light of opportunities to be found. So that's why taking the time to know what it is you want to do and then grow it, it will take place. And I do encourage people, anyone that's spiritually involved, whether it's Michelle's side, Tara, myself, develop it because you're going to be in demand. You're going to be in demand. People are realizing period eight, which is the last 20 years, we all bought the cars, the gadgets, all the things that we were told to buy and that our life would be wonderful. And then now we're realizing, well, sure, they're handy, but my life's not necessarily wonderful. So now they're looking for the spiritual side of things. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the balance that comes in, which is really good. Earlier when I mentioned about the branches in the Bhatsa chart clashing, I also said they transform. There's a special thing. Sometimes it's like making a cup of tea. You've got a tea bag and water. But if you boil the water, you transform the tea bag into a cup of tea. In the branches, we have these transformations, and it's called pushing up a new element. So there's tremendous growth available. Tremendous growth for entrepreneurs. So there's tremendous opportunities amidst this chaos. I see you smiling, Michelle. That's making sense,
this
right?
is one of the beautiful things that I was hoping you'd talk about, and I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I do see the potential for abundance this year being off the charts, like amazing Absolutely. Potential, right? And one of the meditations that I did, literally a dragon came into the meditation and it was sitting on this massive stone of pyrite, which is one of the most amazing crystals for abundance manifesting. And so I was like, so for people who have, so a couple of things that I understand that I think are reiterating exactly what you've said, for those that have the courage, for those that can trust, for those that can just kind of a little bit take a leap, I think the financial abundance is going to just blow your mind.
Yes. So, and I think, you know, for due diligence, we want to sort of say to people, no, don't throw caution to the wind and just put all your money
into
something
that.
And jump
no.
on. No, I know you don't, but I want to say it because we both feel the same way. Yeah. But I want to encourage that picture. This dragon's going to come down. You're going to pitch the dragon and you're going to have the ability to climb on that dragon's back, which is scary. And you have to take a leap of faith, like you just said, to get on the dragon. And the dragon's going to take off and that is going to freak you out. But hang on, because he will take you where you need to go.
Love it.
You have to trust.
Yeah,
we have to trust. So, you know, of course, due diligence, have some money in the bank. Don't necessarily throw everything, you know, at something on a whim, but do trust. So there's a feet in two places, right? Find your stability, make sure your stability is there, and then take that, put the other foot up onto the dragon. And trust
Love that.
That he will take there.
I like it too, because that brings me back to that word skited.
Like, it might be scary to jump on the dragon and take that leap of faith. Mm. But like my breath coach would say, is there a bit of excitement there too? Like, yeah. So looking at that as well.
So, yeah. Those that dare to do and will experience, have the potential for abundance. And I, like I said, I'm a great example because I'm like, oh, I just don't see how this is going to work. And I'm like, nope, you don't have to think about the outcome, Sam. You just need to do the, you just need to actually step up and do it and do it. And I've had a while, I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but the last few weeks, I kind of felt lazy. I was like, I haven't been motivated. I did have a bit of a flu for a while, but I wasn't motivated. And I'm like, and I was just sitting in it. Because I thought, don't rush from this. There's a reason you're supposed to be here. And then I was thinking, well, you're late. Now you're behind with work. Now you haven't done the stuff for the website. And, and it all starts to mount in. I'm like, whoa. I'm supposed to be here right now. Mm-hmm. This is where I'm supposed to be, experiencing this.
So you did trust.
Because it's getting my foundation ready. Yeah. And then step up.
Yeah.
So I do understand the fear out there. I so do. I'm sitting in a glass house just like anyone else.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's scary, but I do have faith in the next 20 years. As you say, Michelle, we've got a bit to go through. But it doesn't mean we have to wait 3 years for happiness.
Oh my
success.
Gosh. This is exactly what I wanted to ask and get to. And I wanted to play off of something that Tara said, because, you know, you talked about the fact that we live in such a duality in so many ways. And one of the things that I understand, Sam, and I'd love your take on this, is that the choice for us this year in particular is to raise our vibrational frequency. Now, I understand it as choosing to live in a higher dimensional frequency. So our world operates, the one that we've been talking about where Trump lives and Putin lives and all of that, is third dimensional frequency. It's very chaotic. It is run by that younger sun that is temper tantrum-y. It's that energy. And fifth dimensional thinking, living, trusting, knowing is just a higher vibrational place where you're not dabbling in the shit, so to speak. So you're just not playing, you know, with the poop. And it doesn't mean, though, that the world will all of a sudden just be different and all of a sudden we're just going to be harmonious. No, we're still going to have souls of every level learning different things. But I really believe that for people who choose to come up into a higher vibrational frequency, that they can literally experience the world from a different kind of perspective. And so one of the things that I'll just walk back on super quick here that you said earlier, Sam, is that when we see chaos in the world, we are not meant to kind of go into it. And that's so true, because even when we are worried for our fellow citizens of the world and we are, you know, concerned about how something is going to pan out, but we allow ourselves to kind of sink into that a little bit, we're actually contributing to it rather than contributing to what we would rather see. And so I see for 2024, one of the most successful things that we can do for each of us, and one of the most successful things that we could choose to do as a society, is to raise our vibrational frequency and not play in that lower vibrational energy whatsoever.
Yeah. Ditto on everything you said. Totally.
Let's hear it from your perspective, though.
Well, yeah. For me, it's really what we've already been saying. It's the fact that this leader, Lee, she's stepping up, and she's going to encourage us to trust that third eye, which goes against a lot of what we've been indoctrinated with. A good example is real estate and cars. And I know it may sound like it's not related to what you were just saying, but it is. There's always been this theory that, you know, you must own a home. Oh, one must invest in a home. You must own a home because, you know, otherwise you're silly, you're paying rent. And you must own a car. Otherwise, how can you not own a car? That's just what we've been told. It was what we were sold. Now, real estate can be a good investment. However, the world is completely shifting. And if you look in Europe, they have a massive, massive rental market. It's a whole different way of living, right? Their money does different things. So I know that seems, not to talk about money, it's not vibrational, but it ties in with the how it was always done is not how we're going to go forward. We're going to see communal living. We're going to see different ways of, we already have car shares. We're going to see everything being shared differently. Mm-hmm. We don't need to own everything anymore. We just need access to it when we need it. But the shifting of the vibrational level, I totally agree, because at the very beginning I said it's mindset. How you win this year It's mindset. It's trusting the dragon, trusting in yourself, trusting the dragon. And that gray, I loved how you described the kind of the gray swirling, you know, maybe you didn't say that, but I took it as the gray swirling mass of, you know, some, trying to suck you back down. And it will be hard. It will be hard. So last year I had people staying in their lane. I just don't look. This year you can step out of your lane because I want you to step into your new lane, but you're going to have people wanting to pull you back. And a good example is I always find things, you know, this great example. I had some new friends here that don't know me very well. And I was sort of saying, hey, you know, it's hard. Last year I had a lot of conversations about it's hard to get into Victoria. I'm not getting the new clientele I was hoping for in the whole thing. And with good intentions, their replies were, well, maybe you should get a job, right? You should go work here. You must go work here. And at first I was like, oh, and I started to think, oh, okay, I guess I got to do that. And it started to rock my belief. And then I came through it and like, no, I'm going to stay my path. And I realized what it was. Some of them were on a different vibrational level and I'm moving up and they wanted to pull me back. They didn't mean to, it wasn't negative, but when you're advancing in a different way from the group, the group gets uneasy and the group wants you to be the same. And they all have mortgages. They're all 9-to-5 jobs. They're all, it's a different, and I'm not. I'm the one that's like, oh, I can go walking at 2 p.m. because I can work this evening instead. So I have this massive freedom, which I've created in my life, right? I still work, I just do it differently. And it was a real eye opener. Not bad people at all. Their intention was good. Like, oh no, Sam, if you need some more money, then you need to work. And I'm like, I will, but I'm going to develop things differently. I'm not going to go back into the where you are because that's the norm, the way we've always done it. My life is different. I can work different hours of the day doing different things, and it's a whole bit, but it's uneasy for other people. I see. Does that make sense, Michelle? I can see you smiling.
Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. I couldn't do it either. Yeah. I absolutely couldn't go back to a conventional job ever. Like this is, I am absolutely, and I bet if you looked at our charts, and Tara's, this is probably in Tara's chart as well, is that a little bit of that freedom is required. Like as soon as I feel any kind of fence around me, I'm like a wild bucking bronco. I'm like, absolutely fuck right off. I do not want any fences around me whatsoever. I need freedom. And I'm with you. Like if I want to, if it works in my schedule and I can, I'm walking at 2 p.m. as well.
And I think where we're at, I mean, Tara, your children are younger, so it's a slightly different situation for you at this point in time. But that will all change as they keep growing and stuff. But that freedom, that's what everyone's looking for. That's what we're, that's where we're going. That's where we're going. And we're going to see, you know, and I know there's a big push right now. Some of the big companies want their employees back in buildings. They'll find the middle ground because I understand, yes, sometimes you want a meeting in person. You want people together. I get it. But the fact is we're never going back to that.
We're never going back to that.
Oh, and we shouldn't.
No.
I don't actually like the word. We're not wise to. You know, we need to move forward and work in a different way.
Yeah.
And who says, I mean, the 5-day work week, who came up with that? It should never have been 5 days on, 2 days off. Never. I feel terrible for people that are in those jobs. It should be at least 4 and 3 or something. It should not be 5 and 2. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah.
People are burning out. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work.
I love
trust that. People to do their job in the way they know how to do it.
Mm, right? I like that.
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
I feel excited.
It's interesting. I had a note down here on my page. We have a leadership crisis coming up, and I haven't thought about it. Oh, but you've said about
I'd
the
love
whole...
you to talk about this.
Well, I haven't. I'm going full transparency. I haven't actually mapped it out yet, but I just had a note here, and I was like, wow, that's to do with the Trump and the Putin and the whole thing.
Right.
I don't have a definitive answer on it yet, except the people are going to massively push back and it's just, it is going to dynamically shift.
Right. I think that what we need, honestly, sadly, I think we need a little bit more pain for some of the new leadership that you're speaking about, that you can see coming, that I can feel coming. I think we need just a little bit more pain before some of them will step in because they're reluctant. They're not necessarily the type of people who would seek it out like the ones that are in play now have. So where we, some of our our leaders now have really sought it out for a lot of reasons. I think that the ones that we need are sitting on the sidelines going, oh, I don't think I have it in me to do that. And they do. Yeah. They are just in it for different reasons. And so I think that we're going to be in for a little bit more challenge here. In this area, in the leadership area. And I think that one of the things that I just want to encourage people to do in this period in time of awakening, and something that you said that really triggered this in me, Sam, because you said people are going to start seeing things for what they are. They're going to start seeing more of the truth in things. And I just want to encourage people to be incredibly discerning for themselves and seeing like great questions to ask yourself. Follow the money. Always follow the money. You know, what, who benefits? Like, you know, where does that sit? And if we can get to the bottoms of those questions, and we can do that, we don't need someone to tell us. We know this intuitively. We know this instinctively. If we can get to those things, we're going to be guided in much better ways. And so that's what I would encourage people to think about when we're coming up to, you know, well, in Canada, we probably have another year before we have an election, unfortunately. I wish it was sooner. But I don't think the right player is in place here either. I really don't. No. I don't think that we have the right leadership in place.
You know, a good thing to look at things too, you know, if you're listening and thinking, well, this was a happy podcast.
Yes.
It actually is. It actually is because where does the biggest innovation come from? It comes from necessity.
It does.
So the challenges that we are facing and we're still going to face for a little bit longer, we're going to go through, they will push growth. They will force us to change. We don't change or evolve when we're comfortable. Because we're comfortable. So I absolutely agree with you. The pain that some will feel, and we're all going to feel it in different ways. The pain that we feel, let's just call it that way, whatever it is in your life, it will push us to make the change. Mm-hmm. We often don't know what we want, but we know what we don't want. So sometimes you've got to reverse engineer it. I remember the very first website I built, and I sat down and the team said, okay, what do you want your website to look like? I'm like, I don't know. Mm. I have no clue. I mean, everyone thinks of red as Chinese metaphysics, so we'll do red, I guess. But, and then what they did, they said, okay, well, look, go on the internet and start collecting websites you don't like. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. And that was incredibly easy to do. I went out there, oh, that's awful. You know, how awful of me. But I'm like, oh, what a terrible website. What a horrible color. What terrible font. What any number of things, right? It was easy to remove what I didn't like because that took me to what I do like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I want to encourage people to do that because I've got to put my focus back on. Sorry. If you don't know, if you're still in that part of not knowing, knowing what you want to do, I bet you know what you don't want to do. You and I just said something, Michelle. We don't want to go back 9 to 5. We don't want to have our freedom curtailed. So we knew that. So we are developing our careers to work with that. Like, because the minute I started looking at, oh, I guess I could get a part-time job just to give me some cash flow, I was like, well, then I can't do this. And I'm supposed to go to Spain in May. Well, how am I going to do that if I've got a part? And I was like, no. You're not doing that. You're going to focus on what you can do. Mm-hmm. So engineer it the other way around. If you don't know what you want to do, write down what you don't want to do. And that will take you to where you want to go.
I love that. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
Good. Yeah.
What keeps coming forward to me is this theme that we've touched on throughout here, where we're transitioning from an I to a we. So when we talk about this younger brother in power, he seems so narcissistic, right? It's all about him and his needs and very juvenile in that way. And I think so many of us have that piece of us where it's like, let's get the house, let's get the car, let's get the things. I'm taking care of myself. I'm taking care of my family. And I think that what's being asked of us as we shift into 2024 is more that we, and how you say how women take care of each other and they form community, and we're moving to a time with more communal living. And that's what I see moving forward, is like, how can we
maybe help feed the family next door and make their day easier? Or how can we come together and do things as a group or take care of our elders? Like, instead of shoving them into a home, like has been the history in my family, can we pull them into the home? Or just that shift from I to we is what I'm seeing. And I would love for you to touch on that, Sam, to leave people with kind of a hopeful, positive outlook. As we walk down 2024, there is going to be this potential for beauty and abundance and collaboration. And I want to
capitalize on that.
Leave us on a high.
Yeah.
No, I agree. That was very beautifully put. Thank you, Tara. I love that, because it is, as much as I do want people to walk their path, which has a little bit of an I in there, I guess, because you want to walk your own path. It is a collective, but the collective is unusual. And this is why, thank goodness, the women are now leading and they're going to lead. And we're going to pick up strength because the community is where we're at. We've tried in the last 20 years. We've got food banks. We collect money for things. We've been trying to do this, but because the period of time was by this young boy who didn't know how to put it together, we're going to restructure all of that. And we're actually going to get the food where it's needed. We're going to find the homelessness answers, but not the way we've done it. It hasn't worked for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So I want people to have faith in the year. This dragon is here to change things. If it helps to have a visual, think of this dragon coming in and literally, and it's not actually a fire dragon, it's a wood dragon, which is very educational, loving, kind, spiritual. But think of it as a fire dragon for a second. It's going to come in, swoop down, literally breathe that fire and scorch what no longer it should be there. So when we burn something to the ground, we put the nutrition back in the soil, right? So something can grow. So that's what the dragon's doing. So it's not a bad year, mm-mm, but it's tumultuous. It is a little bit chaotic. There will be sad things that we see around the world. Know that we are just work together, form groups. So go into your community, whether it starts at a book club, a cooking club, a walking club, whatever it is, bring women together. Because we are the future. The future is female in a very good way, not against men. It's just our time to show a different style of leadership. And we're ready to do this.
Yes. Oh, Sam, this pulls up such a fire in me because, yes, we're going to walk through and see sad. We talk about this heart-centered leadership, and I think that we can all say that we look out into the world and go, well, it's sad that people don't have access to clean drinking water. It's sad that people don't have access to food. And this feels so hopeful because, yeah, we need to focus on our path. But I think the reason of that is because if we know ourselves and our gifts and our talents, we can show up going, this is Tara's light. And Tara can join her light with Michelle's light that is unique and different to her. And if we all come together like that, maybe we can get clean water to people. Like, I feel like there's so many heart-centered people that can see these issues and go, we're not figuring out the right things. Like, you're focusing on the wrong mark. And that's that younger brother. He's like, I want the brand new toy. I want it all for me and I want mine first.
Mm-hmm. Right. And period eight was an earth element. So earth element is good for building, for connecting, but it's also stops dead. The body part is a hand, the actual hand stopping. So a lot of pieces are there, but they were not able to advance. Period nine is about the third eye. But the element is fire. Fire is expansive. It sheds light. You just said shining a light. And for me, it was all about the fire coming to me. My fire is I am a guiding light. I know that. So fire will allow us to expand and to share and shed light on things. So it's going to be very different. So I want to encourage people, don't be scared of different. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared of different.
Yeah,
we're ready for different. We need different.
Yes, okay? And I love like in the destruction, you know, we're in Kamloops, we get forest fires. You burn down those trees, that carbon then does go into the earth, and that is new potential.
Absolutely.
New building
the phoenix
blocks.
Phoenix rises from the ashes. So the portal that we talked about opening is a phoenix and a dragon. Mm. So it's funny that you just said that. So the phoenix and the dragon are a very specific combination, and it is good. It just needs a little bit of time to get going. And we're in the very beginning of it. So we need to be patient and keep moving forward. But go into your community and join with other women, please. And you can join with men. I shouldn't say don't join.
Men are welcome.
But I mean specifically, women are good at bringing everyone together. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. We can do this. We can raise each other up.
Imagine all of these beautiful women in different parts of the world just sitting, and it's like God, hear this message. Like, you know, we're speaking to you, and time to come out from behind the shadows and into the light and bring your light.
And use the online technology to connect with people in different places. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what it's there for. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. Sam. This is always amazing talking to you. And we always go somewhere I never know we're going to go.
This went so different from
what I thought, but it's great.
Oh, we're going to have to come back and talk about the animals and the astrology energy of 2024.
I think the astrology would be a fun chat because everyone likes to know. And there are some fun things happening in astrology this year, especially people born Year of the Dragon. So we'll leave it at that right now. And we'll come back to that.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Sam.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I just love when we get to have conversation with Sam. I think that there is so much empowerment when we understand the energy and then we can work with it in a much more powerful way. Remember, this is the time to make your pitch to the universe. Stay grounded in your truth and trust that you have an incredible amount of magic within you that will help you all along the way. The world will be going through some big changes and shifts, but this is not a bad thing. Keep remembering that. It is so needed, and we are truly headed towards a more loving, harmonious, and cooperative world. As each of us begin making these choices right now in our everyday life, we will be so much further ahead of the game and so on track with the changing tides. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts, trust your discernment, and your ability to get to truth. This is the year to step into your power. Lead with your heart. And choose love with every single choice. We're going to record another episode with Sam and get into each of the signs and what it will mean for you in 2024, because we just think it'll be so important to know that. So stay tuned for that upcoming conversation as well. You can find more about Sam on her website at QiproSam, which is QiproSam.com. Make sure to check out all the amazing things that she has to offer and all of the beautiful ways that she can help. Now let's take a moment for a breath of peace. I want to invite you to come into your heart center and slow your breathing and begin to breathe a bit more deeply now. As you slow down and connect with your breath, I want to invite you to engage your imagination. Imagine that you are standing on one side of a bridge and that you are about to cross to the other. As you begin moving forward on this bridge, the water beneath might be a little bit turbulent. It's maybe water moving over rocks or perhaps even a log. And maybe the water is even splashing up a little bit and possibly making like a roaring type sound that moving water typically makes. You are watching this from a higher vantage point, and looking down, you can see the big picture. You can feel the awe and the beauty, seeing all of it and life in action. As you continue your journey across the bridge, maybe there is even a little bit of weather. Maybe just a bit of rain, maybe a breeze. But as you look ahead towards the other side, you can also see the sunlight.
keep moving towards the light. As you fully cross the bridge and get to the other side, see that you are so welcomed. Feel the sunlight, the warmth, the love, the harmony. See people greeting each other with kindness and caring. See faces that are laughing and smiling, healthy and happy. This is where we are headed. Keep this truth. Know this truth. Trust this truth. As you move forward on your day today, make choices and take action that align with that picture, that knowing, and that truth. You are love. You are kindness. You are harmony. Let this be the light that you share. Until next time, only love and light to you, and only love and light from you.
We would love for you to join us on our podcast page on Instagram at Walk Together Fiercely. Here we can chat, have community, ask questions, and lots of other extra information that you might not get on our podcast. For more information about us, you can find Dr. Tara on Instagram at Dr. Tara Drummond. For more information about me, Michelle, you can find me on Instagram at Michelle Morrison Medium. All other information about me is on my website, thebalancedsoul.com. This podcast is recorded by Michelle and Tara and is edited and arranged by Sammy Lucan.